Happy Friday, everyone. This is Amy Baker, President and CEO of Citizens State Bank, and it's time for CSB's The Buzz on Banking with WCCI.
Welcome back to another edition of The Buzz on Banking presented by Citizens State Bank. With us in the studio today is Brock Musser, Ag Loan Officer. Brock, great to see you.
Yes, you too, Brian. Thanks for having me here today.
Let's talk about a financial team and how to go about making sure we assemble the best team possible.
Yeah, so at Citizens State Bank, obviously we play a vital part of that financial team for any operation or any individual. In our role, it can be in different capacities, whether it be on the lending side, whether you're looking to borrow money to purchase an asset or something that you need for your operation or for you personally, play a vital part in that. And then also, obviously, managing just your cash in general, whether it be on the investment side of things. We do have an investment department that would play a vital role of your team as well, that would manage, obviously, trying to make the most bang for your buck when it comes to that. Another part of a financial team, though, would be just an insurance agent. Obviously, you want to protect those assets that you have, that you're purchasing, and that you're looking to, obviously, retain for your operation and build for the future, build for your family, whatever the case might be. That insurance agent, though, plays a different role in the fact that obviously they're just managing the risk associated with making sure that your asset's protected if there is a loss or something along those lines, from whether it be fire or a crop loss and crop insurance or something along those lines, or even long-term care. But again, protecting those assets so that those hard things that you've worked for are there for you in the future as well. Another part of financial team is an attorney or a lawyer. Obviously, they are there for legal advice and providing that for you. They're there for negotiating contracts, setting up wills or estate, so that obviously you can pass those things on to the next generation. We all know that the average age of the farmer here continues to get older. And with that being said, too, the average age is already at retirement age, so obviously the people are looking to find ways to pass that farm, that those hard-earned assets over the years to the next generation. And a lawyer will definitely play a vital part in trying to figure out what is the best way to do that for you. Another big portion of your financial team is a tax preparer or accountant, CPA. Obviously, they're the ones that are handling your taxes and ensuring that they're being filed correctly. They're helping you with any deductions that you're able to deduct based on what the IRS rules are. So any of those things definitely are important to, again, make sure that you're doing the things that is best for your operation. And then that accountant, too, is obviously important to work with your ag team or your loan team, and then also a lawyer to make sure that any changes that you do make to your operation don't have a financial effect on you as well.
Well, you have a long time background in coaching, and you know, with any team, everybody has to work well together and be trustworthy, and that's part of the issue here. You have to put together that solid team because the stakes are pretty high.
Correct. Obviously, everybody is working hard for that hard-earned dollar, and every dollar is important for every operation. So with that being said, it's important to have those people in place prior to you making some financial decisions so that obviously you're doing the best thing that is best for your operation.
Anything else as we head down the home stretch of today's segment?
The only other thing that I'd like to add is one thing that a lot of operations maybe forget when it comes to a financial team is to also consider who the key players are in your operation. So obviously, Brian, here at WCCI, you play a vital role and you are a big face to this. So if you weren't here, obviously that would make this place look a little bit different. And that same thing goes for any sort of operation, is to make sure you understand who the key players are in your operation and have a contingency plan so that if that person is incapacitated or no longer with you, how are you going to be able to survive and continue that operation for you?
And if someone has more questions about this and they need a little bit of direction, they just reach out to Citizens State Bank, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, obviously we would be happy to be a part of that team of yours. And the other thing that's nice about a local community bank too, such as Citizens State Bank, is we work closely with a lot of these different entities and different people. So with that being said, if we don't necessarily have the answer, we can probably find somebody or point you in the right direction for the answer.
Well, Brock, sounds great. Thank you so much for stopping by, and hopefully we'll see you again here in 2025.
Yes, thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
That's today's Buzz on Banking. Our guest has been Ag Loan Officer Brock Musser.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to tune in to the Buzz on Banking every Friday at 8:05 a.m. and 1:05 p.m. for your updates on the industry and CSB. Have a great weekend.
Citizens State Bank.
Confident, courteous, close by.